Things aren't really looking up for Greg Gard and the Wisconsin basketball team after a thrashing at Nebraska. I'm going to talk a little bit about tonight why I think Greg Gard needs a little bit of grace. There's no way I'm getting through this show without talking about the volleyball team who this is recording on Wednesday night, who tomorrow are going to face Kentucky in the semifinals, and then on to Sunday, hopefully, to play the winner of Texas A&M and Pittsburgh. I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show, but there's a lot going on in the football transfer portal and the talk of the transfer portal. There's a lot of talk about quarterback and all that stuff. But I want to spend a few minutes tonight just talking about basketball and the schedule that's up ahead and how this schedule has looked so far and how I really feel like I kind of trust Greg Gard to get us out of this, and I trust Greg Gard to turn some things around. I'm going to talk about why, and I feel like he deserves a little grace. It hasn't been easy, right? So the Nebraska loss was the biggest wake-up call I think this team could ever have. One of the worst losses I think I've ever seen from this team in a long, long, long time. First of all, that's a really sad statement. You know, we've been talking for years now about seeing some of the worst losses we've seen on the football field. And now we're talking about seeing one of the worst losses we've seen on the basketball court. And honestly, Greg Gard has been a bit of a savior. Not a savior, that's a bad word. Has been a shining light in the Wisconsin athletic department because of what we've seen from Luke Fickell. It's been easy for Greg Gard. I don't know if I said Fickell earlier, Gard, but Greg Gard. I feel like Gard has been, you know, status quo. We wanted him to adapt. He adapted. High flying offense, change of pace, came at a cost, of course, the defense. But, you know, I think that this loss, though, against Nebraska puts this pretty sour taste in a lot of Badger fans' sort of mouth. And the schedule doesn't get really any easier. We're going to talk about the schedule first, talk about kind of break things down a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why I think that he's going to figure it out. So Villanova is, of course, Friday night. Must win. When I say must win, I truly mean must win in order to feel confident as a fan that we're going to make the tournament. Because I've been talking about 3-4-5 seed, 3 seed, whatever, that beginning of the season based on the starting lineup and how confident we were. And now, having gone through the non-conference season and losing two of those games, losing to Nebraska on the road, which is not a bad loss, but the way we lost it is bad. For the first time in a while, you know, bracketology and all these pundits are actually not putting Wisconsin in the tournament. Like, can you believe that? Wisconsin is not slated to make the tournament right now. That's madness. It is a must, absolute must. If we fail to make the tournament, that speaks volumes about this program, and the fire guard chants are going to be raging. And I will likely be on board. But I'm not there, obviously, because I do believe in Greg Gard. I think that a lot of this is fixable. So Villanova must win. Then we get two easier games against Central Michigan and Milwaukee, a team, of course, that we play every year. And those are also two must wins, of course. And then we kick off the Big Ten season. The rest of the Big Ten season with Purdue, UCLA and at Michigan. That's two top six teams in three games. And it's not going to get any easier after that. I mean, it's the meat of the Big Ten schedule, not a lot of ranked teams in it, but those are games that we've got to get done. And that's where you can really define whether this team is tournament ready. So it's critical that we get these next three wins. And then we'll, you know, once we get into January, we can try to steal a couple of those early ones, hopefully. Then we play Minnesota, Rutgers, Penn State, USC, Minnesota, Ohio State. That's that run of, you know, six games, Minnesota, Rutgers, Penn State, USC, Minnesota, Ohio State. If you go 5-1, 6-0 in that stretch, then you are like, okay, this team's a tournament team. They can get things done. At that point, we'll be maybe 9 wins in conference, maybe 7, whatever it is, but we'll be in a good position before we go into the back half of the slate, which has a lot of road games, in that stretch I just talked about, the only two on the road were Minnesota and Penn State. And then you've got this at Indiana, at Illinois, at Ohio State, at Oregon, at Washington, at Purdue, home games against Michigan State, Iowa, and Maryland. It's not going to be easy for this team to go 13-7, 14-6, which was mine and a lot of people's predictions before the season started, similar to last year. But we're not last year's team. This is not last year's team. And it's going to be very difficult for this to happen. Why do I think Greg Gard needs some grace? I know I've heard a lot of things, seen a lot of things on Twitter and Discord or whatever, just being like, this is typical Wisconsin. Greg Gard's not doing enough. we're falling apart. The team doesn't play hard. All this stuff. I think Greg Gard's a good coach. Greg Gard is not Bo Ryan. Okay, I think we all know that. We all understand that. He's not Bo Ryan. He's Greg Gard. And it's not going to be like that. But he is a good coach. And I think he has developed, along with guys like Kirk Penny and Steemsma, they've identified an offense that does produce for this team and can use the alleged strengths of this roster. I appreciate the fact that he did that. With it came a defensive lapse, became a situation where we weren't playing very well. And right now, you're having guys that simply look like they're not playing hard at all, okay, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Ryan Herrings has done an analysis recently about, John Blackwell's defense and some of the issues he's having off ball, which I think is a very good point. If you watch him off ball, he's just not working that hard, especially on the defensive side of the floor. And I think that the relationship between Boyd and Blackwell is nowhere near what we thought it would be. I think blame for that falls on three people: Greg Gard, certainly Blackwell, and Boyd. Those two need to work better together. Those two need to be able to be like a dynamic, energetic, great backcourt. But instead, it's just hero ball, ISO, get my open three, this kind of stuff, right? We're not working the ball. So that relationship is a problem, okay? Lack of interior defense and lack of post play offense is a problem. I miss the days of just having guys that would post up on the block and, make a strong move to the basket, whether it's up and under, a drop step, or a quick fade, maybe a fake and a hook shot. Or there's so many different things that you can do down on the post to score. And early in the season, when Nolan Winter tried, he kind of got blocked a lot, which is strange, right? But it's just not comfortable for him. He's more of a three-point shooting kind of a guy, which is why he doesn't really work at the five. So I do think that Greg Gard can fix some of the effort issues defensively. I'm not saying this team's going to be great defensively, but I do feel like he can fix some of those effort things on the defensive side of the floor, some of the schematic things that we're doing. But I don't think he can really fix the lack of a post presence unless you're going to find a way for AB to get there or Winter to keep trying. I would like to see that. I want to see Winter continue to try to do it. And I would like to think that the shooting's going to just take care of itself. He shouldn't have to fix that. This is a team that admittedly said, when we even asked the question at Big Ten Media Days about this season, and we heard multiple times, we're going to shoot more threes. They're going to be even more of an up-tempo three-point shooting team. Well, the problem with that is that they're not shooting the ball particularly well. And I think that's the real problem, right? I mean, they are 10th in the nation in three-point attempts, okay? They take 32.9 threes a game, 10th in the country. Their three-point percentage is 208th in the country, 33%. 208th in the country. Once again, we're shooting good free throw from the free throw line. We're fourth in the country in that, so that's nice. But our three-point shooting percentage is not sustainable for a team who scores shooting the three. If we're a team that has an option to go down low and has an option to hit the post, like I was just talking about with Winter or AB or certainly the missing Steven Crowell that we definitely miss, we don't have that option. And if we did, then we could score a bit more, right? We could actually be a team that could be a bit more efficient and effective at scoring. But when you're 208th in the conference, and sorry, in the country, at the thing that you're allegedly supposed to do the most and the best, then you've got problems. We are allowing 75.5 points a game, good for 238th defensively, 238th. We are allowing we're allowing too many rebounds. We're allowing too many points, too many fast breaks, too many straight line drives, too many open threes, too many free cuts to the basket. Like, you name it, the defensive side, and we're allowing it. I do think some of that is fixable. Okay. I do think that Greg Gard can do that, but he needs to do it quickly. And it's going to have to be a mentality shift. You got to talk to guys like Blackwell. And I mean, look, Blackwell went to NBA, camps and scouts and stuff to try to figure out where his draft stock was. And he was told that he wasn't there yet. And one of the things he needed to improve was defense defensively. Well, hasn't really happened as much off ball. On ball, I think he has improved up a little bit, but this team relies on a guy like John Blackwell. It relies on guys like Nick Boyd and Nolan Winter. Those are three guys who are from an NIL perspective are certainly getting paid on that team. And so I think the players have to step up, but I do think Greg Gard can assist in that, make that happen a little bit, facilitate that growth. But I do think he's going to have to start forcing things offensively down low again. And I know that means that Nolan Winter might get blocked a few times. It means that it's not going to work, but we got to try more. He has used a hook shot in the past. I think we have to try to do something to force the issue down low. He even makes a couple buckets down there, and it just opens things up a little bit and allows him to make some passes out of there. Post up John Blackwell, post up Andrew Rohde, right? There is no reason why the ball should not be hitting the post. And I think that after what we saw in Nebraska and some of the more and more discussions are having about defense and other things like that, I think Greg Gard will make some adjustments on the defensive side. But I think he's also going to make adjustments in the offense as far as slowing things down a bit and really working for better shots. And one of the ways you can work for better shots is to utilize the post. So it's wishful thinking potentially, but I definitely believe that it can happen. And given everything that Greg Gard went through, in that a lot of fans were talking about wanting him out, right? This was a couple years ago. It was get rid of Gard, keep Gard. I was on the keep Gard side, but there are definitely some people that wanted him out. And he was living in Bo Ryan's shadow, and he's made those changes. So I have to give him credit. He deserves flowers for the changes that he made offensively and things like that. So I think he also deserves the benefit of the doubt in moments like this, when we lose by 30 points on the road in Nebraska. And this season all of a sudden is like, wait, are we a tournament team or are we not? He's got games in the night. He's got the next three games to prove some things. Certainly against Villanova, who's, again, not great, but, you know, a decent team. And then two home games to start the Big Ten season, hosting Purdue. Again, the main part of the Big Ten season, hosting Purdue and UCLA. We're not going to beat Purdue, but if we do, that's a statement victory that all of a sudden puts us back up into, you know, certainly the tournament at that point, probably even in the top 25, because you beat a team like that. So I do think he deserves the grace to do it, and I think this team deserves the opportunity to do it. John Blackwell deserves the opportunity to show what he actually can do in this offense and for this team. That relationship between Boyd and Blackwell, I think, needs to get better. And those players need to figure it out. And they need to show the fans that they're ready for this, that they can make this work. There was so much hype around this team in the offseason. And it hasn't materialized, but it still can. There still has to be hope here. That's one of my biggest takeaways here is that I think that there's a lot of doom and gloom about this basketball team right now. And I understand why, given what we've seen on the football field and sort of just like the downfall of things that we expected to be better. And maybe we did miss a bit in the portal. Maybe Boyd's not going to be the great player that we wanted as far as facilitation and things of that nature. But this team can still figure this out because effort, I think, is part of it. And playing with some tenacity on defense is part of it. And those are fixable issues. We know this team can score points. They're scoring 85 points a game. And they're not shooting very well. So getting open, getting better looks is the key. It's not take less shots. It's get better looks. And that's where Greg Gard has to do his thing. So I believe it can happen. I expect it to happen. And I want to give grace to Greg Gard and allow him to make those changes before people are calling for change and just throw mailing in the season. And I'm not saying a lot of people are doing that, but I've seen a few. And I just think that, you know, let's just give this some time. We've got three winnable games here. One at the Fiserv Forum, which is basically a home game, and then two at the Kohl Center. Then we play Purdue and UCLA. So we got the next five games are basically home games. Four home games and then a game in Milwaukee. I mean, again, one of them's Purdue. I get that, but you got to pretty much go 4-1 here. Other than Purdue, you got to beat UCLA home. You got to beat all these teams. That's going to put you in a situation where now you're looking at 11 wins, 4 losses. You know, you might be 2-2 in conference, but then you go to Michigan, and then you've got that slate that I talked about earlier in the show of that 6 games where you kind of got to get yourself into the tournament. With those victories. I want to see the defense play better. I want to see Nolan Winter show that step that I think we all think he could have taken, and I think he did take, but he's not really showing it yet. I want to see John Blackwell prove to the NBA that he's ready to play in it and that he has the skills to be an elite basketball player. And I think he has the ability to be, I mean, all Big Ten. Right, he certainly got the preseason accolades there. I think that he needs to show it. And I mean, from a production standpoint, I'm not saying things are bad. You know, certainly again, we're scoring the points, so he certainly is playing a big part in that. Right, and I'm just pulling up some stats because I did not look at what he was averaging. But 19.6 points. I mean, he's obviously putting up the points, and Boyd's averaging 20. But that loss against Nebraska certainly puts things into perspective and certainly makes it look look pretty bad, but there's time to fix it. There is time to fix it. And I have faith in what Greg Gard's going to do. So I want you to watch for that and see, hopefully we get some of those changes that we are hoping for. I think what the volleyball team is doing is fantastic. I touched on this on our show on Monday. And I'm not going to go too deep into it other than to say, I hope everybody watches that, you know, like, I'm not a guy that watches a ton of the volleyball. I do watch some. I do watch several matches a year, but I don't follow it as closely as I do as the other sports. But this team's in the Final Four. This team is one of the most respected and valued volleyball programs in the country, time and time again, year in and year out. These girls are crushing it. Mimi Collier, Carter Booth, Charlie Fearbringer, I mean, you name it, and they're playing great volleyball, and I really hope they get it done. I think, you know, I mean, they're playing another number one seed. If we knock them off, I think we're definitely going to be the favorites at that point, but I do believe that a lot, from his pedigree goes, as far as being there recently, as far as being experienced this deep in the tournament, Wisconsin's got the edge over those other teams. First game's Texas A&M in Pittsburgh. That is 5:30 Central Time tomorrow. With the Wisconsin game to follow, currently scheduled at 8 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to be watching it. I think it's going to be fantastic. And I'm going to be talking about it a lot on Sunday on the next Bucky Report show. There is a lot of football chatter too. Next week on this show, I'm going to talk a lot about the quarterback position and why specifically I feel the way I do, that I like Colton Joseph, and I think he's the guy that I would prefer. But my number two is Jaden Craig from Harvard, a guy that I don't think a lot of people are talking about, and they're not talking about enough, if you ask me. This guy's film, he just throws the ball well. I just want a guy to throw the ball. So I said I wasn't going to get into football, so I'm not going to get into football. We're gonna stop it there for today. But I want to talk a lot about the quarterback position next week. So if you're interested in that, come check out next week's Rajiv's Corner episode. We'll be back, of course, on Sunday with the Bucky Report to break down the volleyball championship, to break down a lot more about basketball and football. I mean, we're talking all three sports again. It's going to be a lot of fun. But just quickly touching on again on Greg Gard, we've got to give this guy some grace, give this team some time. I'm not saying they're as good as last year, but I do think there are major problems that need to be solved. But we've put our trust in Greg Gard before, and I know the results always haven't been great. He hasn't certainly doesn't have the tournament success that we would have wanted, but he has proven in the past that he can make changes and fix things with this team. He's done a good job recruiting, good job in the transfer portal, and I think once again we need to give him some grace to see if this basketball team can truly turn things around.